rather than consumption.
So you had a very exciting life then?
It's the horror of your norm, no?
Well, what about the fact that the papers say that he was 54, but we know he was actually 37 at the time?
It was common practice in your press to give a... make yourself older than you were, because above a certain age you're not sent up the mast to sail, as you're like on the wind.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, a bit different, but yes.
So the Navy papers say that he was over 100 when he died, still getting his pension.
Well, good for him.
Yes, see, the pension was paid in Kirkwall here at the custom office. And
Is that the same place, the customs house?
I don't really know that, it just mentions it.
Oh, right. But
latterly, you had to send a son in for it. We met with the remark, I don't know if we're not dead yet.
So he came back to Orkney then?
Oh, he came back to Orkney, and he had a sizeable bank account. So, and there's various papers of prize money and things like that. But I have a bank account there, or what is William Forbes' bank, which amalgamated later on into the Union Bank of Scotland, which eventually came into the Bank of Scotland. But my father, with curiosity, showed the agent at Strumness one of these papers, who was that intrigued, he sent me off to the head office in Glasgow. And the cast of the Good Keep It For was one of the longest standing family connections I had. So what are we getting on now?
So Nicol came back to Orkney then. Was he married before he left? Was he married when
When he came back, I think maybe some other family story. He just said, I can't have the dates, but I think some of the family turned up before they were officially married. There is a story you don't get in history books, but that when things like that happened, the father would pay up, which was an annual payment, but usually took a witness to show that he had paid up. Nicol was gone anyway, frosty night, and this pal was slipping, and more or less said, why did he not do things like that? Did they have to go in a summer rear other than this frosty weather? But
Didn't he go to the whaling?
Oh, yes, he was at the whaling.
After he was invalided out of the Navy.
Aye, that's right.
Heaven should have thought that would have been enough travelling to keep him going.
Aye. And a story that's not in the history anyway, but Nicol was in Strumness doing business in another shop, whatever it was. And the man in the shop was packing eggs in a box with straw when some old lady came in, and they came to start a row. It was something to do with the alteration of prices. This lady had another shop on the street, and the alteration of prices was to her disadvantage. And the argument came to blows, fisticuffs, and the man that had been packing the eggs had it on every blow. He said 17 dozen, 17 dozen, so he didn't lose count in the eggs. However, Nicol, being a pitiful sort of chap, he cleared out and left them. Next time when he was in the shopkeeper said, I said in dialect, seek him in a washman, going out when a fight starts. Running away when a fight starts.
Well, that's maybe one way he kept himself in one piece in his foreign travels, indeed.